Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Naye Jamo Mina Ata Ho Rahe Hain. Jo Har Dam Khuda Par Fida Ho Rahe Hain, Wo Fani Buto Se Juda Ho Rahe Hain. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرِ کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرِ کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اتقوا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Ahwadada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. This is Hazrat explaining the condition of his heart and the heart of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you tread the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person. Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions, وَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَوْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ, that only that person who is treading the path of the love of Allah and crushing his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyments he is getting in his heart, even another wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know. So your Hazrat is explaining that Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to crush our desire for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why not? Our desires are all baseless. Our desires have got no foundation. And the raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely solid. The raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing that a person can achieve. So if we just have little understanding, then a person will realize that my desires should be put one side. The desires and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be above everything. But unfortunately, myself, generally, human beings, we get caught up in this world of attraction and our desires overtake us. And that is why Allah Rabbul Izzat has commanded that كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. In order to save yourself from your desires, and particularly haram desires, and then as Hazrat teaches us to learn how to constrain ourselves and to control our nafs, for that we have to sit in the company of the true lovers of Allah. And the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what enjoyment they get in this part of the love of Allah, inshallah, if we come with the right intention, Allah ta'ala out of His kindness, as Hazrat mentions in this poem also, that how Allah Ta'ala just showers His mercy upon people like myself who are unworthy and not even deserving anything. But Allah Ta'ala sees our talab, our desire, and Allah Ta'ala accordingly distributes. Allah Hazrat says here, نَهِ جَامُ مِنَا عَقَى هُو رَهِهِ, that as we tread this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we see there are new goblets, there are new pitchers, that is the jugs of the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beautiful glasses that are being dished out, and every time we see a new enjoyment. And if we come, as Hazrat explains to us so beautifully, that if we come with an empty heart, empty mind, in the company of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every time you can hear the same thing over and over, but you'll get a different enjoyment. And it will have a different effect in our hearts. And obviously, as Hazrat has taught us, that the only time it will penetrate the heart, when we hear it over and over. Continuously, when we hear it over and over, then only it will start penetrating the mind and going to the heart. So Hazrat says, for this to happen, and we all dream, we all want to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to continue treading this path. Our one of the great pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned so beautifully, hum is tarah te chale, that in this way we treaded the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hum chale, hum gire, hum fir utte, hum fir chale. That we started walking in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning we enjoyed it, as Hazrat explains to us so beautifully, that a new murid also, in the beginning when he starts making zikr, then you get enjoyment and you want to do it. But after a few days now, you see, you start getting lax, you start getting lazy. So Hazrat is explaining, this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala wants to see, are you Abdul Lutf or are you Abdul Latif? Are you the slave of enjoyment? They tell you what enjoyment you are making zikr, and you coming to the majlis just to listen to zikr, or you are the slave of that great being, Latif, Allah who knows the very, very delicate things of the heart that a person is thinking about also. So when a person just carries on, our work is not enjoyment. Our work is to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are weak, we are going to fall, we are going to make errors. Allah ta'ala has kept the big door of tawbah open for us. And daily, as Hazrat teaches us, make it a part of our lives to make istighfar daily, at least morning and evening. When a person does this, then Hazrat says, jo har dam khuda par fida ho raha hai, wafani buto se juda ho raha hai. When every moment, every breath of your life, you're trying to become loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and why shouldn't we be loyal to Allah? When Allah is sustaining us, nourishing us, our life is dependent in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a sign of intelligence should be that we should be loyal and sacrificing our lives and every breath for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is a sign of this? And the criteria to see whether we are doing this, that you see all this artificial beauties and this artificial idols of this world, a person now is separating from that. Now you see no more interest in sports anymore, unnecessary talking about politics, or just standing with friends and just making layani, just talking anything. All these things, a person, now you will be disinclined from those things. But for this, we have to tread this path of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what they teach us, our zikr, etc. Then inshallah Allah ta'ala will put us firm onto this path. And then a person sees, as you tread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat is explaining this very high condition of the lovers of Allah, Hazrat himself, and then the great friends of Allah, وَخْوَ خُمْرِ قُحَنْ تُو قَوِيْتَرْ هِ لَيْكِنْ نَيَ جَا مُمِينَ عَتَا هُو رَحَا هَا. That the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they enjoy the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that generally the Sufiya-i-Kiram, the pious servants, has given the tajbih, the similitude of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the wine. That people who are thinking they are enjoying their wine, but they in their stupidity, the moment they take 2-3 thoughts, they don't even know, they lose their senses. They don't know who's their wife, they don't know who's their mother, so they are totally lost. But the true drink is the drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person starts getting connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he starts making zikr. That zikr is not just for enjoyment. That zikr is to build that connection with Allah. Then Allah ta'ala gives a person very strong taste of the wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the real taste of this wine, Allah ta'ala himself mentions, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. That Allah Rabbul Izzat himself, those people who made an effort in this part of the love of Allah, in this world we gave them the enjoyment of this connection with Allah, but in Akhirah they will get that real pure drink, that pure wine directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wine that doesn't intoxicate a person, but puts a person into a different enjoyment in his heart. So Hazrat says that alhamdulillah, through the company of my mashayikh and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I enjoy this wine of the love of Allah. It's very strong in my heart. That to be in the obedience of Allah ta'ala all the time, every moment to sacrifice my desires for the pleasure of Allah, then a person enjoys the strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, although it is very strong and firm in my heart, but I find every now and then Allah ta'ala is giving me new goblets and new beautiful drinks, which I can't explain. And as Hazrat has given us a beautiful example and tashbih of this, that the friends of Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, his followers, they ask, that can you ask Allah Rabbul Izzat to send us a ma'ida, a table from Jannat, that we can enjoy all the delicacies there. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately mentioned to them that ittaqullah, inculcate the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you'll get that enjoyment. Anyway, Hazrat explains to us that in the month of Ramadan Sharif particularly, Allah ta'ala sends down the spiritual dasturkhan. And what different enjoyments they are, delicacies. But myself, I can't enjoy it because, like in this world, you get a person, He's got a problem with his taste bud. He's eating food, all the different nice fruits, etc. But he can't taste anything. He's just eating. You ask him how he tastes, he says it's nice. But if he realizes he's got a problem and he goes for treatment and Allah gives him shifa, and now his taste buds come right, now he'll see the enjoyment. Oh, this fruit is so nice. This fruit is sweet, but how enjoyable. So exactly the same. My spiritual taste buds are out of order. That is why we have to come here to the spiritual doctors, to the specialists, that they correct our spiritual taste buds. Now when we listen to the tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, it's a different enjoyment. When the Imam reads, it's a different enjoyment. When you make tilawat yourself, it's a different enjoyment. So all that enjoyment, Hazrat says, you will get that as you control your desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to do this? A person has to use all the courage that Allah ta'ala has given us. That kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. That in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did the friends of Allah enjoy this high stage? And what this, the special wine they are talking about, we won't understand it. But what is this? That sometimes they have to give their heart. And as Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Hadith Qudsi, أَنَا إِنَّ مُنْكَسِرَةُ الْقُلُوبِ, that I come in the heart of those hearts that are broken. In other words, you break your heart for the pleasure of Allah. Allah has created us such. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has put the desire for gunas in our heart. So we shouldn't get worried about it. All we have to do, Allah has given us power breaks also. تَقْوَاهَا. When you use your power breaks, you want to look at that lady walking in the street, or on your mobile, or anywhere, or you want to talk bad about somebody, at that moment you put your power breaks. Allahu Akbar. So you gave your heart to Allah. And sometimes you have to give your life. That everybody, the whole family wants to go to a certain occasion. And you say, no, it's not that. It's not an appropriate occasion. Outwardly, it looks like a dini occasion also. But the parda facilities are not in order, etc. Although they'll say this, but the parda facilities. But you're entering the hall, you're coming out, and first of all, to have it in the hall, etc. So sometimes you have to give your life. That everybody is going to talk about you. Now you're acting like a very pious person, a very big Sufi, etc. But, Hazrat says, in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, you're becoming loyal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala knows, and we should do it only for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what we come and learn here, and this is where we will get. Ikhlas won't fall from the heavens, it will come from heart to heart. From the heart of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will penetrate our hearts inshallah. And then a person will realize, khushi apni unki khushi par lutakar, hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho raha hai. That I am sacrificing all my pleasures, my desires, upon the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Upon the desire of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And why not? Allahu Akbar. It's just supposed to be natural. That in whose control is my life, I supposed to be giving my life to that person. And even so, Hazrat says so beautifully, agar jaan di to di hui usi ka thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada hi nahi hui. If you gave your life to Allah, you didn't give anything great. Allah gave you your life. And Allah, but as it is mentioned, Allah brings situations on a person, and Allah gives you tawfiq to make sabr, to stay away from that haram, etc., and bear that patience, and still Allah rewards us upon it. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind. So when a person sacrifices his desires upon the desires and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Hazrat says, now we see that our hearts are becoming hearts that are truthful, loyal to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a real loyal heart, who are known as the Siddiqeen, the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the time they know, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهِ يَرَى. Allah is watching me all the time. In the positive sense also we should see that Allah Ta'ala knows exactly my banda is sacrificing his desires. Allah Ta'ala puts the halawat of iman in that heart. Now a person enjoys his salah in a different way. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and then the heart starts becoming pure. When a person sacrifices your haram desires and you make your islah relatively, automatically Allah comes in the heart. You don't even have to ask Allah Ta'ala to come in that heart. So Hazrat says, now that heart is becoming pure. And then, kabhi pi rahe hai lahu aarzu ka, mitakar khudi ba khuda ho raha hai. And in the spark of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that you find sometimes a person is drinking the blood of his desires. Strong desires come upon a person. And as Hazrat explains, we mustn't just think that the friends of Allah, the pious person, they don't get desires and they don't desire to look at the woman, etc. No, because of their love for Allah Ta'ala, our Hazrat explains, our Dara Shaykh used to have a romantic mizaj. But Hazrat says that the way I control my eyes on that Allah Ta'ala, I was drinking the blood of my desires. Allah Ta'ala granted me the enjoyment of the wine of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when you drink the blood of your desires, then you'll find this khudi, that I am somebody. Generally, shaitan fools us. He doesn't want us to come in the path of the love of Allah. But he sees he can't stop you, and when you come here in the path, then he brings other things. That, oh, now I'm a big sheikh, I'm a big Sufi, I make lot of zikr, etc. Hazrat says that khudi, you have to annihilate yourself. That I am somebody, that finest details, that fine threads that remain in the heart all the time. We have to beg Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And how will this come out? Hazrat says you have to drink the blood of your desires. That every time shaitan brings this in your mind, immediately beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then ba-khuda ho raha hai. Then you'll see you'll becoming connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, myself, fooling ourselves. Then Hazrat further says, Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat, naye babu ulfat ke wa ho raha hai. That the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the more they get closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you see the tears just flow from their eyes. And the tears is not actually flowing from their eyes. That is the translation of what is going on in their heart. That they say, Ya Allah, how did I pass my life? Or as they come, the stations of the love of Allah, they realize, Oh Allah, you are so great, you are so magnificent, where am I? And they want to go higher and higher. So Hazrat says that tears of regret that comes to a person, very mubarak, that is blessed tears. As Allah Akbar, it comes in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two tears that are very valuable in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Two drops. One is that drop of blood of a shaheed. Allah Akbar, before he touches the ground, Allah puts his soul in the birds of Jannat already. One is that drop of tear that comes out with deep regret from the heart. That how did I spoil my life? How did I pass my life? That one drop of tear that comes out in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah, is enough to put off the whole fire of Jahannam. So Hazrat is saying here that Mubarak, that now when that tears come out from your heart and it comes on your face, and as Hazrat teaches us, that those tears that come on the face of a person in the fear of Allah, in the love of Allah, then rub it on your cheek. That tears, the fire of Jahannam will never touch this place. So Hazrat says now, Allah will open new doors of the love of Allah Ta'ala to you. And Allah Akbar, we see the friends of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that they also read the same kitabs in the alim course, etc., that we read. But the way they explain it, you can't understand where they got it. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali himself mentions, he says one of his close friends, listening to his talk, say, Hazrat, we studied together in the same class, and we did all the same kitabs. But bayans you are giving, it's astonishing. We haven't learned, we didn't find us in the kitab. He says that Allahu Akbar, after I did my course of sitting in the company of my ustad and reading the kitab, now I said, after I did kutubbini, that reading kitabs, now I did kutubbini, with the big cough, that is sitting in the company of the great friends of Allah. When you sit in their company, Allah opens taqwa in your heart. Now you understand Quran Sharif in a different way. You recite Quran Sharif in a different way. You make zikr of Allah Ta'ala in a different way. And that's what affects the heart. Now the talks will be simple, but it will come out from the heart and it will have effect on the heart. So Hazrat says Allah will open to you new doors and new avenues of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. then you won't want to leave the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this, a person will realize, it's not my effort in the least, but I don't have the ability to even take one step to come towards Allah Rabbul Izzat's house, to sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this Hazrat teaches us, ye shane karam hai ke na laiko par, karam unke har dam ata ho raha hai. This is Allah Ta'ala's great splendor of His kindness. Allah Ta'ala is kareem. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin wa minnatin. That great being who favors without you deserving it in the least, but without me begging Allah Ta'ala. In fact, we're supposed to be begging, I'm talking of myself, that, oh Allah, please allow me to come in the majlis of my Shaykh. I myself didn't even make this dua, but Allah Ta'ala brought us here. And this is such a Mubarak majlis. How much Allah's rahmat is descending, malaikaya, we can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala's splendor of His kindness, that nalaik, people that are worthless like myself, totally useless, that nobody will even want to look at you. Allah Rabbul Izzat, out of His kindness, Allah is that kareem zaat, that in our zikr also we say, ghalibi barjazi bai mushtari, shahidar darman dagara wakhari, that oh Allah, you are that great badr, that all the, so to say, rotten things, or the things that now the person selling his vegetable on the street corners couldn't sell end of the day. It's brown, nobody wants to buy it. He's putting it in a bag to give it to the animals or to throw it away. A person comes very kind-hearted. He says, how much is it? He says, no, I can't sell it. He says, how much you made today? He says, I made 200. He says, I'll give you 400 for it. That's if you can get a person like that. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala has already done the deal before we were ready for the deal. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has bought the most useless commodity, our nafs, our desire, which pulls us towards haram. And Allah in return is giving the most expensive commodity, and that is Jannah. So when we hear this ayat, we should say, Ya Allah, I'm ready for this deal. Please, O Allah, accept me for this great transaction. So Hazrat is saying, it is only Allah's kindness when we come here, and we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, a useless person like myself. And that is why Hazrat says, never ever think that I'm nalaik, I'm useless. Where is Allah going to accept me? Look at, we are nalaik, but look at Allah's kindness. Allah Ta'ala showers His special favors upon those people who don't deserve. Those people who go to the extent of disobeying Allah. Still Allah Ta'ala addresses them with honor. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Said, oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell those servants who cause great harm upon themselves. What evil didn't they commit? But Allah Ta'ala says, they must not be despondent of the mercy of Allah. Allah showers His mercy. Ke karam unke har dam ata ho raha hai. And now when a person just takes that one step to Allah, every moment Allah is showering His special mercies. And Allah, if a person now uses his courage, and we follow what our mashayikh tell us, then see how easy it becomes to control our desires. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat says, all this, where will you get it? You can't just get it from the kitab. You can't just get from the CDs, etc. Na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. So Hazrat is saying that all this, what Hazrat is explaining, this is a very high position of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least we can desire and make dua that Allah give us an inclination of this. Hazrat is saying, muhabbat ki akhtar karamat tu dekho. That look at the karamat, that is the miracle, so to say, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come in this majlis, and that spark of the love of Allah Ta'ala just touches your heart, now see how your heart will be changed in a split moment. Where were you 1 minute, and where Allah will put you? Hazrat is saying, ke sultan hokar gada ho raha hai. That you are the king of the world just now. You are the king of Balkh. Hazrat, you are probably referring to Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi. The sultan of Balkh, that he had such a big kingdom, and he had so much splendor. But Allah Ta'ala, many incidents come, we're not going into that detail. Allah Ta'ala wants to pull him towards him, and it strikes his heart, that how can I be sitting in a kingdom and get Allah Rabbul Izzat? So he gave it over to his minister. He said, you become the king. And he went on the river bank,
and started making tawbah, istighfar, and started making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave him such a high position of wilayat that one day his minister was taking a ride on his horse and coming past the river bank, and he saw this old person in a very old blanket sewing his blanket with the old rusted needle. From far he thought, who is this person? As he came nearer, he realized, oh, this was our king, Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullahi. And the thought just went into his mind that what a foolish man. He left the kingdom and now he has to sew his own blanket with a rusted needle. Immediately Allah put kashf in the heart of Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullahi. That what does Manas say is thinking, but show him what is the karamat of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately he threw his needle in the river. And then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, and he commanded the fish that I want my needle back. Allah Ta'ala commanded 100,000, in this Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, 100,000 fish to bring up golden needles. And he said, I don't want all those needles, I want my own needles. Then Allah commanded one fish to go down, and in the depths of that river, took out his needle and presented to him. When his minister saw this, he asked him which kingdom was better. There where I was sitting, that all people were rather envious of my position. And look at, immediately his minister said, that make me also best. I also want this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now your ego won't go up, it will come down. And a person will realize, tomorrow in the court of Allah, what chance do I stand? And Allah, a person will be begging Allah ta'ala for forgiveness all the time. Allah grant us an inclination of this love of Allah Ta'ala, and out of His special mercy through the barakat of our Shaykh and Mashaykh, Allah grant us this true love.
One friend of ours says he comes regularly, mashallah, but he says, I realize that I don't really make intention, I just come. So he asks, what intention to make? So of our islah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and consciously, if we make that intention, inshallah, then we'll benefit accordingly. If we went to the shops to buy, but we didn't have anything in mind to buy, then what are we going to buy? But if we went to for a certain thing, even if you don't get it this shop, you go another shop. But you want the thing what you want, then you'll get it. So if we also come, and the main thing is islah, and that also very important for the pleasure of Allah. Not my islah that I become a big buzur, all follow me, etc. But for Allah, so Allah must be happy. That my islah must be made for the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us this, and mashallah, we also should all make dua sincerely. Now some of our friends, mashallah, they went for Umrah, and sincerely they made duas for the islah, for correcting, to become the favorite of Allah, for Allah's pleasure. So consciously, we make those du'as. We mustn't be lax in du'as also. Effort also, du'as also. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The title is Murshid Se Darkhwast Ki Du'a. Saqiya Jam-e-ul Fat Pila De میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اے اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد This is حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ is mentioning a dua a person should request from his شیخ from his spiritual guide, and actually it is teaching us what is the object of coming to the Khanqa, what is the object of coming for these programs, what is the purpose of it. And mashallah, very very beautifully, one is that we learn we should always make dua, and has been discussing quite a bit in the past 1-2 weeks, that how much of time do we take out to make dua, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah ta'ala. Today we find our mindset is completely changed. We think like the Jews, we think like the Christians, we think like the non-Muslims. Our lifestyle is like theirs, but we just Islamize it. We've got a bit of Islam in there, but everything else is the Western. So we think like them also. But as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like everything upside down. Yeah, what Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what they looked at people as one Tabi, most likely Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he told the people in his era, he said, if you people saw the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you would think they are mad people. And if they saw you, they would think you kafir. We disbelievers. So far away you have gone from Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We are very, very far away from that. Allah give us tawfiq. That at least we can make tawbah and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one person asked Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the Christians and the Jews are making so much of zulm and oppression on the Muslims. Make baddua for them. So what a dua, beautiful dua. He said, Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyata wa nasraniyata min qulubil muslimin. Oh Allah ta'ala, remove the love of the Christianity and Judaism from the heart of the Muslim. Whatever sifat and qualities they've got, we have brought into our lives. What a dua he made. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that oh Allah, we are full of weaknesses, we are full of faults. And Allah Ta'ala remove this from us, remove all his evil qualities from us. وَزَيِّنُوا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ. Allah Ta'ala says about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah made beloved to them iman. وَزَيِّنُوا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, he beautified it in their hearts. And he made this light to them, kufr, fusuq, sin, open sin, small sins, big sins, all this light to them. Today, I remember once, many, many years ago, one person came to the madrasa in Darul Ulum. So he was doing some sounds, so the sound system, so then he made a joke. And he said that now we just need some lights here in the masjid, and our sound system will be tough. So like he was trying to say like a disco. He said, I looked at it, Azimul Abdul Hamid Sahib, and Hazrat gave me such a stare. I was like so upset about it. He said, yeah, I got a shock now. I didn't know what to say. I was feeling so embarrassed. He told us after that. But he's taking it as a joke. But the Buzrugani Deen, they look at it that you're making a mock. Allah's nafarmani, Allah's
disobedience, and you are like taking it part of the masjid. So we might laugh about it, make a joke about it. The awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, this is a thing of deen. How can you make a joke of it? So those things, they take it as so much of like, they feel hatred for guna and sin. So Allah make us amongst those people that love of iman comes in our heart, love of amal comes in our heart. Hazrat Muhammad Rashid Ahmad bin Goyi rahmatullahi alayhi wrote to his Shaykh, Hajim Dadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi alayhi. And he said, Hazrat, through your sohbat and your company, three great benefits I achieved. This is what we must come to our Shaykh to achieve. He said, the first thing is I've got no doubt in Shariat. Any masala of deen, I've got no doubt. My heart is quite said that I'm happy with every masala. I've got no doubt at all. And the second thing is that I don't care for criticism. If people praise me or they dispraise me, it doesn't make a difference to my life. If people are praising me, it doesn't make a difference. Is Allah happy with me or not? And if people are criticizing me, it doesn't make a difference to my life. It has no effect on me. I'm seeing what is Allah happy with me or not. And number three, he said that Shariat, the laws of Shariat have become tabiat thaniya. It has become a second nature to me. Guna, I got nafrat and hatred for guna and sin. So now I get enjoyment in tilawat of Quran, enjoyment in salat. Only one person said, I went to Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, and Mawlana Yahya was his khadim. He walked out of the room. So Hazrat didn't know I was sitting in the room. He says, I was sitting in the room, and then Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi was making tilawat of Quran. And he said the way he made tilawat of Quran, his whole body changed. And the way he started reading Quran Sharif, and I'm sitting and looking at him, and I'm frightened now. And the way he's crying, and what condition overcame him when making tilawat of Quran Sharif. What feeling must have gone through his body? He said, I can't ever imagine. Hazrat Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned once, he went for Umrah, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi held his hands in front of Rozai Mubarak, and he said, I could actually feel that current going through my body. He said, if this was happening to me, what was happening to Hazrat? What must have been his condition? So that person said, Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi was reading Quran Sharif in such a condition. Said, I was like amazed, and I'm frightened that Hazrat mustn't see me sitting in the room, and he get angry with me. And I'm making dua that Mawlana Yahya, please come back quickly. He said that the minute Mawlana Yahya opened the door and he walked in the room, Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah came back to normal. He was back in his dunya reading Quran Sharif normal. And I was like amazed, and I saw the condition, what he got when making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu used to say that if our hearts were clean, then none of us would ever have got tired of reading Quran Sharif. The enjoyment we would have got in tilawat of Quran Sharif. So Allah make us amongst those people that we bring this condition within our heart. So Hazrat says the dua, Saqiya, Jame, Ulfat, Pilade, O my Shaykh, give me the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we come to the Khanka. The love of Allah ta'ala which is in the heart of our Shaykh, Allah must transfer it into our heart. So give me the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make dua also for my Islah, for my reformation. If we want to correct ourselves, change ourselves, we are very, very far away. And our Buzrus mentioned always, read the stories of our elders, our Kabir. The story after Asr, I was reading about Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayhi. There's a few incidents of his life. And I'm reading that, I'm thinking, Ya Allah, where we can ever think about these people, what conditions, what halat, what sacrifices they made in their life. The tawazu and the humility, Mehman Nawazi, sometimes he wouldn't eat food in his own house, but how he would care for guests. The famous story of that one person went to the toilet, non-Muslim person, and how he cleaned the toilet as the Ramadani rahmatullah alayhi. One day, 12 o'clock at night, he finished eating Bukhari Sharif. He's walking back to his Darul Iqama, and one person came, hey, my hookah is cleaning. It's an arm person, he didn't know who it was. So he thought maybe he's on work at it. Muhammad Adani Rahman said, no, I'll take your hookah, I can clean it. So he took the hookah, he went into the house, into his own house, he started cleaning it. That person said, I'm going to toilet, I'm coming just now. He came back, he saw Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah Ali coming out, he got a shock of his life. He said, no, nothing to worry about. My father used to also have hookah, so I used to clean his, so I know how to clean the hookah also. So the person said, imagine now after teaching Bukhari Sharif, 300, 500 students all standing up for you. And now to humble yourself at that moment, to make khidmat of the khalq, of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Not to have that air that, hey, I'm somebody great, you know, I'm a big Shaykhul Hadith. How can I make khidmat of these people? He said, how he humbled himself immediately. This is Islah. That humility must come into a person. Tawazu, mustn't feel that we are anything at all. And he gives a lot of stories of Mullah Madani rahmatullah alayhi. He said two outstanding qualities, Tawazu and Mehman Nawazi. Hospitality to guests. Every day in his house, minimum 30, 40, 50 people must eat by his house. Muslim, non-Muslim, poor person, rich person. Somebody is poor, no one wants him to sit by them. The one man came, he had all lice on his body. Hazrat Madani brought him next to you, sit next to me, you eat with me. The lice, then Hazrat Madani gave him his cloth to wipe his own personal cloth. He wiped himself with it. All the lice fell onto that cloth. And then the person went away, Hazrat Madani Rahmatullah took that cloth, he cleaned it out himself. And he said, there are certain bandas of Allah Ta'ala, we do not know who they are. If they make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts the duas. So how can we look down upon anybody in life? What humility. So Allah give us that qualities of our Islam, reformation. We have to correct ourselves all the time and better ourselves. Meri Mawla se mujhko mila de aur gunahon ko mujhse chura de. The object of coming to the Khanqah is to build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person lived his whole life in this world and he never got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never built up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he wasted his life. What did he achieve in his life? Ahbib man shi'ta fa innaka mufariku. Because Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that love whoever you want to in this world. But remember one day you will separate from him. So whatever you're building up your connection with, your ta'alluq connections with, it won't benefit you at all. One connection will help you in this dunya and in the qabr on the day of qiyamah. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّا يَدْعُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً. Allah says, who can be more misguided than the person who has got connection? He calls anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can never answer his du'as, who can't help him out at all. They don't even know you are making du'a to them. They are completely unmindful. As Hazrat Aqib Sahib Rahmatullah alayhi said in a poem, Aasik rota rehta hai aur sanam sota rehta hai. The lover is crying and he's calling out to his beloved. And she is fast asleep. She doesn't even know you. He's thinking about her. She's dreaming about some other man. She's thinking about some other man. And you're laughing and running after her and you're thinking about her all the time. But Allah is that being when you say, ah, Allah, 12 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the night, Allah says, my banda, what you want? I'm here. I'm answering your call. What you want? Speak to me. How Allah loves us. So if you don't build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dunya they won't help us. On the day of Qiyamah, when people will wake up, كَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً. There'll be enemies of you. Those same people who you gave everything for, they'll be your enemies on the day of Qiyamah. No benefit at all. And whatever worship you did, whatever obedience you did to them, they will make inkar, they will deny it. They'll say, ya Allah, we don't even know what you're talking about. This person had no contact with us. Loss upon loss. And we build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only benefit upon benefit. At least we should make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I want your love. Allah, I want your connection. Allah, I want closeness to you. Allah, I've wasted my life, 50 years, I only built a small palace. When Umar Sa'ab Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, subah ku kamana, subah, he says, din ku kamana, raat ku kana, or subah ku pakana. The whole day you are earning, night you eating, morning going toilet. On the day of Qiyamah, you'll come to Allah, Allah will say, what you brought for me? Ya Allah, 25 kilos of excreta, of stool. 2 tons of excreta. What have you brought? Nothing else. So we are wasting our lives. Allah give us tawfiq that we connect our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh my Shaykh, make dua to Allah ta'ala that Allah must take us out from guna and sin. Every guna and sin is a poison for us. It's destroying our lives. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. Oh Allah, give me the hatred of every guna and sin. As we mentioned, as the Gangoi rahmatullah said, that Allah made shariat my tabiat e thaniya, my second nature. And this is the dua we should make to Allah ta'ala. That oh Allah, I mustn't only stay away from sin. I must hate sin. Allah says, the pious bandas and servants of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْرِضُونَ. They hate it, they turn away from it. They turn their back towards guna and sin. Not sin only. Law, anything futile, waste of time, it won't benefit me in akhirat. They hate it, they turn away from it. So this is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true believers. So Allah, give me the nafrat and hatred for every guna and sin. Ruh ko meri ek hi dawa de. Give me such a medication for the soul by which I will have nafrat and hatred for every guna. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka ho na maghloob, himmat khuda de. The taqaza and desire for sin will come in every person. Every person has got the desire for sin. It's impossible until the time of death for the taqaza to come out completely. Yes, a person can overpower his taqazas and desires. Learn to control them. As Muhammad Rahmatullah used to give a beautiful example like a horse. A person has got a horse and it's a wild horse. So if you sit on a wild horse, the thing will start jumping, it will push you off. In the beginning it's very, very wild. But if you make effort, you make some mujahada, you make that horse stay hungry for a few days, you give it a bit of hiding, then what happens? This horse becomes a bit stable, it doesn't travel so much, but you still have to control it, and after a while it becomes very, very tame. But still a horse is a horse. If you don't control it, the horse can go out of control. But it's much more easier to control compared to the starting. So in the starting, to control our gazes is very hard. But you make that mujahada, sacrifice, you'll make mistakes, you'll fall down, you'll wake up, you'll fall down, you'll wake up. After a while, you get control of your gaze. But now still, you can't trust your nafs. But no, me, I'm okay. I don't get any taqazas and desires. Woman come in front of me, nothing happens to me at all. No, still to a person has to have full, has to be careful of himself, because he can still fall. But it becomes much, much more easier now for a person to control himself. The tongue is out of control in the beginning. As you make mujahada, sacrifice, it becomes easier, easier, easier. But still to a person throughout his life, that desire will come, let me speak lies, let me backbite. But now a person learns to control it. So we're saying, oh Allah, I've got the taqaza of desire, but let it not overpower me. Oh Allah, you give me that himmat and you give me the courage. And one reason for sitting in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that that himmat and courage which they have got in their hearts, we sit in their company, we get that himmat also. Many of us will find that we got no courage to do any good actions, but we sit in the company of Buzrugani, deen, pious people. After a while, one action comes into our life, our tilawat of Quran comes right. But let us start missing majlises. We don't come now for one, two majlises. Even if the Shaykh doesn't speak one word at all, sometimes Hazrat sits there, he doesn't say anything. But the sohbat is the most important thing. We are sitting in the company of our Buzrugani deen. So then, a person now, he gets the himmat and courage to stay away from guna and sin. So Allah give us the tawfiq. So the maasiyat, the taqaza and desire, must never overpower us. Allah must give us the himmat and courage. Apni aaye sahar mein ye kehna, ae khuda apni kamil raza de. Oh, Shaykh, in the time of theory when you are making dua, then make this dua for us. Then, oh Allah Ta'ala, grant us your complete raza mandi and your pleasure. Allah must be happy with us, and this is the greatest gift when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Chain ki neen mushku sula de, khab e ghaflat se mushku jaga de. Then, oh Allah Ta'ala, grant me a comfortable sleep. Maybe in this world also, we must have a comfortable life. And in the qabr, to a greater extent, we must have a comfortable life in the qabr, in the grave. Because imagine there a person has problems. So they give us a comfortable place and wake us up from our khab e ghaflat, from our unmindfulness. The Hazrat also many times he has mentioned to us that this ghaflat, how it destroys a person in dunya. In akhirat, how much more it will be a destruction for a person. Few seconds of unmindfulness in this world, and what harm comes to a person. Accident is caused. Sitting on the cell phone, 5 seconds only, lives are lost. But if we are ghafil, unmindful of our akhirat, a person will completely destroy his life. Jab se mujhko ae mere malik, ahle taqwa karam se bana de. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pull us towards you, and through your kindness you make us amongst the people of taqwa. We are not worthy of it. وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَوْ زَادَهُمْ هُدَوْ وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And as in the tafsir today of this, وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَوْ وَالَّذِينَ قَصَدُوا الْهِدَايَةِ. Those people who intend hidayat, they make intention for hidayat. As it mentioned in the beginning, when we come to the majlis, we must make intention. So we intend, we want hidayat, we want guidance, we want closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, zadahum hudan. Allah will grant them basirat, sharh sadr. Allah will give them understanding of deen, proper understanding of deen, when they got intention of hidayat. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His kindness, Allah will help them for their taqwa. Allah will give them that ability to have taqwa within themselves. But your intention, you must have the intention of hidayat. These are the people coming in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says there are two groups, the munafiqeen. They used to come, وَمِنُوا مَيْ سَمِعُوا إِلَيْكَ. They used to come and listen there also. When they used to go out, مَاذَا قَالَ أَنِفَ. What he said? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. What he said? Out of like mocking. Or like foolishness. What did he say? What was the majlis about? Allah said, I put a stamp on these people's heart. But there are other people coming in the majlis, they got intention of hidayat. So Allah says, Allah increases them in hidayat, Allah gives them true basirat and understanding, and Allah gives them the quality of taqwa because of the correct intention. So Allah Ta'ala, through your karam, make us amongst the people of taqwa. Apni akhtar ku ruswa na karna, uske aibo ku ya Rab chupa de. Hazrat says, they do not disgrace us, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of qiyamah. And O Allah Ta'ala, hide our faults and our weaknesses on the day of qiyamah. This was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. And in the Urul Albab, the intelligent people, Allah says, وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Intelligent people make this dua. That Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. So Hazrat also himself, an intelligent person, is making this dua. That Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, do not disgrace us, hide our faults. When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah commanded them, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive your weakness, your khilafi awla, the actions which you did contrary to the best. So the Anbiya alayhi salam are at such a high level, and they have to ask for istighfar. So what is our condition? How much more shouldn't we cry and ask Allah Ta'ala and beg for Allah Ta'ala to forgive our faults? And Allah is very, very merciful. If you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah it is a sign that Allah wants to forgive our faults. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.